الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة، ولا نزال مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى، ونحن اليوم مع باب جديد من أبواب هذا الكتاب، وهو باب تفسير الإسلام. Dear brothers and sisters، حياكم الله to this new session of the proper Aqidah of Islam, and we are still with the chapter with the book of the virtue of Islam, which was compiled by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. And we are with the chapter, with the third chapter of this book, which is titled by Tafsiru al-Islam, the explanation of Islam. وتفسير الإسلام المراد به بيانه، ما هو، ما حقيقته، كيف يكون المرء مسلما. And the explanation of Islam means to define it, what it is. نعم. How the person could be a Muslim. قد أورد الإمام لبيان ذلك آية من كتاب الله، وثلاثة أحاديث. And he, rahimahullah ta'ala, has brought here to prove that and to as evidence is to explain that an ayah and three ahadith. An ayah and three ahadith. أما الآية فهي قول الله عز وجل في الآية العشرية من سورة آل عمران، فإن حاجوك فقل أسلمت وجهي لله ومن اتبعني. As for the ayah, it is ayah number 20 from Surah to Ali Imran, Surah number 3, where Allah Ta'ala says, as in the explanation of the interpretation, so if they, meaning the kuffar, dispute with you, O Muhammad, say, I have submitted myself to Allah, meaning by accepting Islam, and so have those who follow me. And so have those who follow me. نعم. يقول الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره لهذه الآية، ثم قال تعالى فإن حاجوك، أي جادلوك في التوحيد. He said, and if, as if they argue with you or dispute with you in regard to the Tawheed, to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that you claim that He is alone to be worshipped, and they claim that others to be worshipped besides Him, besides Allah. إِذَا جَدَلُوكَ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ أَيْ أَنَّكَ تجادلهم بأن الله وحده من يستحق أن يعبد، وهم يجادلونك في أن معبوداتهم تعبد من دون الله. فعندئذ فقل لهم، فقل أسلمت وجهي لله ومن اتبعني. And then you say, you should say, I have submitted myself to Allah by accepting Islam, and so have those who follow me. أي فقل أخلصت عبادتي لله وحده كما يقول ابن كثير، أي فقل أخلصت عبادتي لله وحده لا شريك له ولا ند له ولا ولد له ولا صاحبة له. It means then say to them, I have sincerely worshipped Allah alone with no any partners, with no any equivalent, with no any similarities, with no any child, with no any wife. فقل هذه هي عقيدتي التي أدين الله عز وجل بها. Say, this is my belief that I worship Allah with. ومن اتبعني, and all those who follow me. وهذا يعني أن من صرف شيئا من هذه الأمور لغير الله فإنه ليس من أتباع النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this definitely means that that those who do not worship Allah alone, then they are not from the sincere followers of Allah, Ta'ala. نعم. ولذلك جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يوم القيامة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يذاد رجال يوم القيامة عن حوضي فأقول أمتي أمتي فيقال لا تدري ما أحدث بعدك. فيقول سحقا سحقا. And was said that on the day of resurrection, a group of people are going to stopped from getting to the lake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "My ummah, my ummah." But the angels would say to him, you don't know what they have innovated after you. You don't know what they have innovated after you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say then, to the destruction, to the destruction. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى ومن اتبعني أي من كان على ديني. يقول كما قال تعالى قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني كما في الآية من سورة يوسف. ابن كثير says in Allah saying say I have submitted myself to Allah, and so have those who follow me. So have those who follow me. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah to Yusuf, as in the explanation of the interpretation, say, O Muhammad, this is my way. I call to Allah. I call unto Allah alone. Upon guidance, upon knowledge, me and those who follow me. And those who follow me. فهذه قال وقل للذين أوتوا الكتاب والأميين أأسلمتم فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ والله بصير بالعباد. Then Allah Ta'ala said, and say, O Muhammad, to those who were given the scripture, the Jews and Christians, and to those who are illiterate, the Arab pagans, do you also submit yourselves to Allah in Islam? As if they do, they are right guided then. But if they turn away, your duty is only to convey the message of Allah, and Allah is all seer of His slaves. وهذا لا شك أنه واضح بين. And this has no doubt that it is clear. That it is clear. وإذا قال ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره ثم قال تعالى آمرا لعبده ورسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يدعو إلى طريقته ودينه والدخول في شرعه وما بعث الله به الكتابيين من المليين والأميين من المشركين فقال تعالى وقل للذين أوتوا الكتاب والأميين أأسلمتم فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ. Ibn Kathir is saying that then Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, commanding him as the messenger of Allah to call unto him, to call upon the way that he follows. And the religion that he worships Allah with. Call them all to enter into the religion that you came with. And what Allah Ta'ala has sent you with. From those, the people of scripture, and the illiterate from the pagans. And so Allah Ta'ala said to him, وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ. And say to those who were given the scripture from the Jews and Christians, and those who were illiterate, the Arab pagans, do you also submit yourselves to Allah in Islam? As if they do so, they are right guided. They are right guided. نعم. فإن اهتدوا فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا. اهتدوا بمعنى هدوا. They are right guided by Allah Ta'ala. وإن تولوا فإن لم يسلموا ماذا عليك وإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ وظيفتك مهمتك هي البلاغ ولا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات البلاغ فقط. What's your duty? Your duty is to convey the message. And that's it. Convey the message and that's it. والله بصير بالعباد. And Allah is all seer of his slaves. فهو يعلم ما كان منهم وما حصل. He Allah Ta'ala knows what happens from them and what they did. ويعلم من يستحق الهداية ممن لا يستحق. And he also knows very well who deserves the guidance and who does not. Who deserves the guidance and who does not. وهو سبحانه لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. And he, Allah Ta'ala, has never asked about what he does, but they are going to be asked. وقد دعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اليهود والنصارى ومشركي العرب إلى الإسلام. And the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم have called the Yahud, the Christians and the illiterate Arab pagans and everyone else to Islam. لأنه أرسل إلى جميع الثقلين الإنس والجن إلى جميع الثقلين الإنس والجن. As he was sent to all the two creations, the jinn and mankind. ولذلك فقد جاء في الحديث الذي أخرجه البخاري في صحيحه. And that's why it is reported in Sahih Bukhari. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه from أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن غلاما يهوديا كان يضع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضوءه ويناولون عليه يعني يخدمه. He said that there was a young a young lad who was Jew used to serve the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم bringing him his wudu, the water for wudu, his wudu, the water for wudu. And he brings him his shoes. One day this boy was sick. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to visit him. فأتاه النبي صلى الله مرض فمرض هذا الغلام فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل عليه وأبوه قاعد عند رأسه. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to see him, to visit him when this boy was sick. While the boy's father was sitting by his head. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him يا فلان قل لا إله إلا الله قل لا إله إلا الله كلمة قل لا إله إلا الله نعم فنظر إلى he said all so and so and he called him by his name say لا إله إلا الله say لا إله إلا الله say that there is say that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. فنظر إلى أبيه فسكت أبوه فأعاد عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى أبيه فقال أبوه أطع أبا القاسم. So the boy turned his face to his father to see what he advises him with. But his father kept silent. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم repeated that for him, that request for him to say لا إله إلا الله. And the boy again looked to his father. His father then said to him, obey أبا القاسم. قال له أبوه أطع أبا القاسم. مع أن أباه يهودي. Although his father was Jew. لكنه بما علم مما أنزل في كتابهم أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق وأنه نبي آخر الزمان. But he by what been said in their book, it was said that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was حق and truth. لذلك قال له أطع أبا القاسم. And that's why he told him obey أبا القاسم. والسؤال إذا كان الأب أمر ابنه بإطاعة أبا القاسم لما لم يطع هو أبا القاسم؟ And the question is, if the father commanded his son to obey Abu al-Qasim, meaning Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, why he did not obey Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ الجواب عن هذا أنه لم يرد ما يدل على أن هذا الرجل قبل أو لم يقبل. And the answer is that there is no any thing reported that this man accepted or did not accept. والأظهر والله أعلم من تصرفه أنه هو أيضا قبل دعوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. But what can be seen from يعني clearly from this advice that he gave to his son is that he this man have also accepted the call of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he advised his son with. فقال الغلام, so the son, the child said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأنك رسول الله. He said, I bear you witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول الحمد لله الذي أخرجه بي من النار. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left the house saying very happy to the people, all praise be to Allah, the one who brought him out of the fire by me. فهذا يدلنا على أن الإسلام هو الاعتراف الإقرار بالقلب والنطق باللسان والعمل بالجوارح على أن الله هو وحده المعبود وأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وحده المتبوع. This clearly proves to us that Islam, which Allah Ta'ala protects the people with from the fire, is that they declare, or first of all, believe in their hearts and declare by their tongues and act by their body parts on what he said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وكما جاء أيضا في قصة عمه أبي طالب and also in the story of his uncle أبو طالب, فإنه لما حضرته المنية جاءه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنده زعامات من قريش. As when his uncle Abu Talib was in the process of death, Isa Salam came to see him, and at that time there were the heads of Quraysh there. فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعوه إلى لا إله, يقول يا عم قل كلمة وحاج لك بها عند الله, قل لا إله إلا الله. وزعامات قريش من أبي جهل وأتبع وغيرهم كانوا يقولون له على ملة عبد المطلب، على ملة عبد المطلب، أترغب عن ملة عبد المطلب؟ حتى مات عليها فكان من المشركين. صحيحي to him, oh uncle, say a word that I can, يعني defend you with on the day of resurrection before Allah. Say la ilaha illallah. But at that time, those people from Quraysh, from the Kuffar, used to tell him, now do not reject the religion of your fathers. So he died on that. ولما مات على ذلك لم يشفع له قرب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونصر له إلا في التخفيف من العذاب لا غير، لا أن يخرج من النار، وإنما يخلد فيها في وهو أقل أهل النار عذابا يلبس عليه من نار يغلي منهما دماغه. So when he rejected that and died on what those people of Quraysh called him to, keep on the way of his fathers, his kinship to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his support to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not work enough to bring him out of the fire, but to minimize the punishment for him to be the lowest person in the fire receiving, or to be the person who receives the lowest punishment of the fire, wearing two slivers of fire that his brain boils from them, from the heat of them. فهذه المفارقة بين ذاك الطفل اليهودي وهذا عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فذاك قال ونجا وهذا أبى أن يقولها فهلك. This is the difference between that Jew lad and this close uncle of Rasulullah sallam. The lad, the boy, said la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and he was survived. While the uncle of Rasulullah sallam did not say, so he was destroyed. So he was destroyed. وإنشاءالله تعالى نستكمل ما بقي في هذا الباب من حديث إن شاء الله تعالى في الأيام المقبلة يوم السبت بإذن الله، والله تعالى أعلم. وإن شاء الله تعالى dear brothers and sisters, we continue that on Saturday morning, and Allah knows best. والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم مبارك على نبينا محمد على صحبه، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.